The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Another day, another bucket load of rain. 25 out of 28 days in July, it's been wet. Let's chat to the good folks at the Bureau of Meteorology, duty forecaster Bob Tarr. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning.
So are we still on track to smash the record for July?
Yes and no. In terms of rain days, we're going to reach 28 for the month, since we do have rain predicted the next 2 days, and it's very likely that we will see at least a little bit of rain at the metro gauge. So that would reach 28 rain days for the month. That would be the second most on record, with records dating back into the, to about 1880. The record is 29, which was set in 1946. So in terms of rainfall days, it's right up there. In terms of rainfall totals, we're currently sitting on 257 at the Perth Metro site. The record for the entire month at the new site, which is in Mount Lawley, is 278. So we need another 21 mils. It'll be pretty close to there in the next couple of days. So a bit touch and go as far as whether we'll pass that one. If we do pass that, then that would be the wettest July since 1958, which was 425 mils, and we're certainly not going to catch that one. But it's quite unusual weather we've had this month.
Well, it sounds like the biggest nail biter involving water since Ariana Titmus in this swimming pool in Tokyo. So, how much rain are we expecting today and tomorrow, and then the next day?
Yeah, so today we're looking for about 5 to 10 mils at the metro site. We'll have more up in the hills, and then tomorrow it'll be 8 to 15 mils for metro. The next day is Saturday, so it still seems like it's the month, but the way that we record rainfall is to 9 a.m., so any rainfall that we get after 9 a.m. on Saturday will go into the August tally. So so we have to reach that 21 mils before 9 a.m. on Saturday, otherwise it'll tick over to August.
So it sounds like it really is going to be touch and go. It could come down to a couple of mils.
Yeah, it could, and it also just depends on where the rain bands go. So so we've had almost 22 mils at Jandakot since 9 a.m. yesterday, whereas Perth Metro has only recorded about 6 mils. So it's actually the Perth Metro site, a lot of the rain in the overnight period just seemed to have missed that location. Most areas throughout the rest of the metro have seen heavier rainfall, so I guess a bit unlucky. And Jandakot itself is up around 300 mils for the month, so some of the heaviest rainfall is actually missed the metro site. And then up in the hills where we always see heavier rainfall, we're up around 420 mils at Bickley for the month, which is, again, a very, very high figure.
Well, it seems like we haven't seen any sunshine at all in July. What's the outlook for August? It's still a month of winter to go.
Yeah, so it does look like we'll have showers on the weekend, so we'll start out a little bit wet for August, but then a pretty strong ridge of high pressure is going to develop through central parts of the state. So it does look like a lot of next week will be dry across the area. So certainly a stronger high pressure system than any of the ones that we've seen in July, which have really been very transient, and we've just had this succession of fronts. So it does look like we'll have some nice weather next week, which is, I think everybody would be happy for a few days of sunshine. Sunshine and dry weather.
Yeah, count me among those people. Well, I hope we do get the weather record. I'm sure it's pretty exciting for you guys there at the Bureau of Meteorology. Duty forecaster Bob Tarr, thanks for your time on the West Live today.
Okay, cheers.